Kinatuin namut ilingayuk, published by Labrador Inuit Association, Labrador Outreach Project, July 6, 1979. Dear Madam, Donald Dicker has been rehired as outreach worker for Nain. Mr. Dicker will be providing Canada Manpower Services to the residents of Nain. Anyone requiring assistance or information in finding jobs, training programs, assistance in completing unemployment insurance applications and biweekly forms, assistance with unemployment inquiries or answering letters concerning unemployment insurance or training, or any other programs which comes under Canada Manpower, you are asked to contact Mr. Dicker at his home, telephone number 816. Mr. Dicker has been hired on a part-time basis. His hours of work will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday each week. There are a number of manpower programs available to residents, of which I will name a few. The Provincial Department of Manpower and Labor in St. John's. Newfoundland will be accepting applications from people who would be interested in applying for jobs on oil drilling ships off the coast of Labrador this summer. These applications are then turned over to different oil drilling companies. If the companies are interested in interviewing the applications, they contact Canada Manpower Office in Goose Bay, who in turn contact the outreach worker and request the worker to check with the applicant to see if he's still interested in going to St. John's for an interview. If that person qualifies under the Canada Manpower Mobility Program, his way will be paid by Manpower from Nain to St. John's and return, unless the company decides to put him to work right away. The company does the hiring. Mr. Dicker has to see that the person is registered with Manpower and other policies set down by the government. Anyone interested in applying for training courses sponsored by Manpower in the vocational school in Happy Valley or any other schools in the province should register with Manpower. Complete an application and Mr. Dicker will advise the person if he or she qualifies for training under Manpower. Fishermen can also apply to have itinerant courses set up in Nain. They can apply for courses in basic navigation for fishermen, nets and gear, marine engine repair, and Japanese cod trap construction. These courses will normally be done in the fall of the year after the fishing season is over. They usually run for 4 weeks. There are other programs such as Canada Manpower Industrial Training Programs, or as some people call them, on-the-job training programs, or the job experience training programs, which encourages employers to hire local workers and Manpower reimburse a part of the wages for a certain length of time, and the workers are trained right on the job. At present, there are no Canada Workers or Young Canada Works programs available. As soon as the next phase of either of these programs become available, I will inform Mr. Dicker, who in turn will notify all groups and organizations, as well as public, to the deadline of submitting applications. There are some of the programs available to residents and some of the things Mr. Dicker will be doing as an outreach worker. If you are interested in any of them or need information on any others, contact him. Malcolm Pardee, Coordinator, Labrador Outreach Program.